Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We're continuing today the topic of medicine on Shabbos, and the subtopic will be really medicine on Shabbos, which means medication, more specifically medication on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, medications on Shabbos? People can take pills, you know, and so on and so forth. What related to the sugyas that we discussed on the weeks that came before Shavuos. So if you remember, just as a quick summary, what we learned is that there's always the rule that anything that has pikuach nefesh involved is always mutar and Shabbos. That there's no question about that. We spoke about what happens when you don't have pikuach nefesh, then things get a little tricky. And we spoke about two different categories of something which is not pikuach nefesh. One is a sick person who is in bed, is not feeling well, he's not in any immediate life-endangering situation, but he's really not feeling well, he's not able to function. And the other one is a sakanas aver, which means when there is a danger of losing a limb or any part of the body. And that's under the category which is not dovar, pikuach nefesh, is choylish she'ein ber sakana, sick person, there's no danger. When we're discussing here the idea of medicine and medication, there we have the rule right away that applies only to something which is not pikuach nefesh. Obviously, anything pikuach nefesh you can do on Shabbos, there's no question about that. When there's no pikuach nefesh, then is where the discussion comes, and when can you take a medicine, when one can take a medicine and one not. The rule is, the first rule is, what everybody quotes, I mean, in Poskim, Rishonim, Achronim, in the Halacha, always we know the concept called the Gzeira Mishum Shchikas Simamonim, which means there's a Gzeira. Chazal said that one cannot take medicine on Shabbos because that maybe he will come to grind Simamonim, which means some spices, and prepare some medicine, some medication. He'll put together some formulas, and that's a problem. You cannot do that on Shabbos. So therefore, you cannot take any medicine on Shabbos, even if it's prepared before.
And what if it's liquid?
Also liquid, the same thing. All medication are under the same category of Bishu Shrika Semanim, even though that specific medicine may not have any grinding in it. So that's exactly, now we're not going to go into this today. That maybe should be a shiur one day in the future. What happens with all Xeris there abundant, which are batal? I mean, things that do not apply today, how do we treat them? But the rule is that it doesn't matter, even though the reason does not apply today, we still have the Isser, we still have the prohibition, and therefore you cannot have a medicine on Shabbos because of that Xero. And you know, just in a nutshell, the famous Goyim Mevilna that says the Chazal had several different reasons to say whatever they said, and therefore we, even though they gave us only one layer, and that layer does not apply today, we still have to continue with that Isser. Where does that Xeris Shchikas Simanim come from? Really, it's quoted the whole time. But it's funny enough that there's no Gemara specifically discussing that sugya on its own. Standing alone and say, oh, medicine on Shabbos is also because Shchikas Simanim. It's coming what's called Agav Urcha. Right? Coming, by the way, when other sugyas are discussing it, it's coming as a double, as an obvious a concept that Gemara mentions. The Goyim Mevilna, the Vilna Goyim brings in the beginning of Simon Shik of Ches, he sends us to the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Beis, which is on the top right side of the page. The Gemara says the following, Toshma, Be'ima She'och Zodam. We don't know exactly what it means, but an animal who has a lot of blood and is not feeling well, so we want to come and heal her. You can't put her in the water for her to cool off. You don't do that. But if a human has this problem, this thing which means he's holding blood, he's heating up, that you could put him in the water to cool him off. Omar Ullah, what's the reason I do not allow you by an animal to put him in the water? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Mishum Shchikas Simamoni. Gzeira, maybe you'll come to grind spices and different items for medicine. Look at Rosh Rashi. Rashi says Mishum Shchikas Simamoni. Rashi brings you the rule, as the Vilna Gaon refers to. Bimidi Derefuah, anything has to do with medicine, Kozu Rabbanon. Rabbanon says, do not allow you. The Yishar is Shum Refuah, if you can allow any type of medication on Shabbos, They're going to come to allow to grind other simanim. Which is the rice of grinding. So that's what the Gemara says. So now they just end the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yochi Odom Nami. So why do you allow an Odom to go in the water? So the Gemara, Odom Nire Kemaker. Odom, you can apply, this will be important for the Hemshech of this year. Odom, you can explain, you can excuse the reason why he's going in the water is not for medication purposes, but just because he wants to cool off like any other healthy person. He just wants to go into the water. So Gemara Yachi Beim Monami. So an animal too? Ain't near Kemaker, ain't Maker Lebeima. An animal doesn't go to the water, right? Oh, like we speak about a cow. Next, doesn't go into the water to cool off. So the only reason you put an animal in the water is for medicine purposes, and therefore you have an issue of medication, and that's awesome. So here the Gemara refers to Shchika Samanim. Therefore you can't take medicine. The Gemara tells us, basically, says the Goyen, this is the source, this is the place. Where it says the Shchika Samanim, where you can't have medication on Shabbos because of this Gzeira. And this is Dava that goes on. When you go through the Mishnayos and Shabbos, you see it the whole time. I'm just going to bring you two examples. One example is the Mishnah Shabbos of Kuf Tes Amud Beis. If you see there in the middle of the page, the Mishnah says, Ein Oichlim Izavayo in B'Shabbos, is a type of spice. Lefisheino Machal B'Yisrael, the vegetables, healthy people don't eat it. The only reason to eat it is for medication purposes. So even though he's not grinding anything, he's just taking a piece of vegetable, eating it. You're not allowed to do anything that's for medicine purposes. You can eat something else. Because these are things that healthy people eat. So whatever, anything that the healthy people do, you could do. Anything that's clear that you're doing for medication, that you can do. And then the Mishnah continues, a person can eat any food if for medicine purposes. If it's things that usually people eat and drink as a healthy person. And all the other things that it's clear he's doing for medicine purposes. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, and in the other case, the ex Rashi says, you can eat other things. Anything which is not 100% a demonstration of medicine, it's okay. If you're doing it only because that only purpose is for medicine, then it's also. Look, another example of the Mishnah in Afkof Yudaf or Naf in Shabbos, which says, a choshesh b'shinav, he has pain in his teeth, lo yigma b'em sachoy, means he cannot eat vinegar. Because usually people don't eat vinegar. But if you go and you just dip food into vinegar, then people do that. People dip food into vinegar. So that's where you can do it. If you healed him, that's very good.
Take two. What's this thing about vinegar?
Vinegar is, people do not drink vinegar straight. So if a person has pain in his teeth and he wants to drink vinegar, that's what he used to do those days for health purposes, it's clearly doing it for medicine purposes. You can't do that. But if he has vinegar on the table, he takes a bread and he dips it into the vinegar, that's okay. Because that healthy people do as well. So you see here, the Gemara says, anything that appears to be for medicine, also. Whatever you can excuse it to be, no, I'm not doing it for medicine, I'm just eating a regular thing. Even though his intent is for medicine, that's okay.
Like drinking.
Yeah, like drinking whiskey, exactly. It's a great example. For people do it for pain, for if you have a tooth pain, yeah?
But since you also drink, you could just drink it in favor of that side. Mm-hmm.
Like tea. What happens if you never drink tea?
It goes based on most people. If you purposely don't do it, it's still okay. Many people have vinegar on the table. It's a common thing. You know, vinegar, oil, if things change, they change day, but a lot of people have some kind of like a dip dressing. for the salad, dressing, for example. Right? Now, the tour starts, Simon Shik of Ches starts with that. It's interesting. Even though we based ourselves based on the Mahalach comes later, speaking up at Pikuach Nefesh, Chilu Shabbos Sakana, but the first sif of the tour is, Kol Refuo Asuro Lasoit B'Shabbos Gzeir Mishum Shchikas Emonim. That's the opening line of the tour in the Simon. Cannot do refuah because maybe he's going to come and do and grind some money. So the Bishayz of the Bar, that's the Bishayz we learned, 3 weeks ago. The Bishayz brings here the rules of Chilashesh Basakada, Chilashesh Basakada, and if you look here in the middle of the Bishayzif, it goes here, it says, He wants to tell us. You know, let's start from the Dimat Chavahor. V'hod asur la'asoyz kol refu b'Shabbos. Says the Rishayim, the Yidah la'adu medication Shabbos. Should the lab echol yishesh b'sakodo. Again, it's not for someone who's sick has b'koch nefesh. Shoy mechal in the Shabbos. Of course, we're not talking about that. V'gam ein lo'imai de b'chol yishesh b'sakodo is ever common. I can't speak about somebody who has a danger to lose a limb. Shoy afilim lochus derabonim lo yosim lo'al de Yisrael. We can do him a lochus derabonim. If it's chol shabbos akol at all, you can do it with a guy. The only case we talk about in medicine is if he is just has a little pain. Person has some pain, he has a headache, he wants to take medicine. From his chazik v'olchibari, he can still like he's functioning, he's walking, he just has a headache, he wants to take a an Advil. So this is the chol gei gavne ain material for shoes the vem a feel the guy. You can't do anything with a guy. Then you can't take medication. So he says it's a very specific case. Not talking about a sick person. You have all the attainment. You're talking about only person who is has some michush, some pain, some aches. He needs to want to take a medicine. That's when you say it's Shabbos, you cannot take a medicine. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. You know, before the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Beis Yosef, the Lekamon, which is in the middle of the page, going in Siv Lamedzal, which is seen in the second Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Katavti Leil." I just mentioned before, "Shekol Adim Ailu Ba'adam Shechoyish Ve'Einu Nifkol Mefil Mishkov." He's not falling in bed. "V'Loi Choyle Shechoyish Mischaz Gvoil Kebori." Ali Ma'ay Choyle Sheim B'Sakana. But if it's a Choyle Sheim B'Sakana, Hayom Shetzochem Nasim Al Dei Goy. Right? So we said the Beis brings. We spoke about before that you could do melacha derabanan by a Yisrael and chulish b'sakod. You could do a loose of the guy. That's what we spoke about a few weeks ago. So therefore, we talk about someone in bed. We're now talking about taking medicine. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch brings it, and then we'll see the problems that we have with it based on what we learned in the previous weeks. So Shulchan Aruch Sifah says, "Mi sheshlo michush be'alma, starting you have a little pain, when mischazik v'olch kaboy is able to walk. Also, last is l'shum refuah, you can't make any medication. Afilo de'goy, k'ser mishum shchikas emonim, because maybe you'll go and grind with shesod horizon." Next says the Shulchan Aruch Sifah Mitzayin later in the siman, "Kol oichlu mashkiv she'machol brim, any food which is healthy food. Motu lechlo mishtoisim refuah, then you can eat it for refuah. If anybody else eats it, it's okay." I'll be shaved kosher, look at Tazvor. Even though sometimes it hurts people, it's okay. Mucha Mitzvah, Fuavi, if you are Hashari. The kosher ain't no machel mashkabrim, anything which is not food or drink that healthy people eat. Also, le'echol, le'ishtoy, so le'refuah. You're not allowed to drink it for medicine purposes. Fedavka mishish lo michush be'alm. Fedavka if he's just a little pain. Chazik vo'ayin lechkabar. Avalim ain't no shum michush, he has no pain at all, mutter. Says the Ramah, even if he's in bed, he's not able to function. He has a migraine. He's in bed. His mamash is not able to move, or he's sick. He has strep. He's not able to function alone. Person, he has to go into bed all day. Then you're allowed to take medicine. That's what Ramah says. Oh, so that a good point. I want to get to that. But if he's healthy, and this one's a take because he enjoys this vegetable, even though most people never eat this vegetable unless they're doing it for medicine purposes, so he's allowed to do it. He just likes Benadryl because he just like. Yeah, so he says, right, that's it. That was the Shaila is over there. What if he's doing it? There's a discussion, which we're not going to get into today. What if he's doing it for medicine purposes, even though he's not sick? So you know what? I don't know. I may feel bad later today. I'm taking an Advil.
Preventive.
It's a preventive thing without any reason for it. I mean, it's not going to be. So that the place we discuss, the Pashas Gemara Avraham tells us that you can't do either. It's only if he's doing it because he just enjoys the taste.
Would that be like vitamins? People take vitamins.
So vitamins will be a problem according to that because you're doing it for health purposes.
Right.
So
it's just like the cherry flavor. He happens to like
the flavor. Yeah, I like the flavor. Can you do it or not? So then the answer is yes, because then he's doing it for no michush. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to over there. But the Lai Sibogram, yeah.
Let's say you don't like tea. You only have hot tea because you have
So that we mentioned, if other people have it, it's okay. Yeah, as long as other people drink it on a normal basis.
Like,
even by you, doing for medicine. So the Magen Avraham, the big issue is the Magen Avraham says that if he's not for Lemishkov, he's in bed, he's allowed to take any medication. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Bach doesn't like this at all. And the Bach has a very simple question. He's really started the question on the Bishya Yosef. The Bishya Yosef says the sick person can take it. Why? Because a guy can do it. So a sick person can do it. Says the Bach, yeah, but the sick person is a Jew. You speak about a sick, meaning he's not ill, he's not in bed. He has Michush Be'alma. Or I mean, let's say he is in bed. But the Bishya Yosef says the reason he can take the medicine is because a guy could do it for him. Says the Bach, what do you mean the guy could do it for him? But he's a Jew. And he's taking the medicine on his own. Look at the Bach. I'm not going to read the whole Bach. It's a very long piece of it. If you want to see, you can see it later. But that Bach brings it. If you look at the start from, let's see, from the fourth line, it says he brings the Bais Yosef. He says Mutar Lechlov Leishtesov Al Dei Goyim Achil Mashke. You can do with the Goy. Fetemu. He says I don't understand. Ma Moyu Shagoyim Achil Mashke. What does that with that Goy? If he drinks him, Kivan Neistrol Lua Oichav Shoyzar Yevel Gvias Chachamim. He's over. So the Bach doesn't like it. The Taz, if you see the Taz, it's like the last piece of the Taz, he brings here, it's like in the top of the Shulchan we just read, it says, Chet Pirish Mori Chami, in the Bach, they're also B'chol Shebus HaKodem. You can't take medicine. Even B'chol Shebus, even if he's going to bed. Even if he's a Choyl that needs to be in bed, he can't function. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, if you look below the Shulchan Aruch, says, L'mishka V'shai, L'echo V'lishtais, and look at the Magen Avraham adds, not only could do with a Goy, Afilu Yisrael Achem Musa Loilasus Dova Shubushushvus. Even a Jew can do it for him. Kamosh can do it with Zayin. So he brings, even a Jew can do it. Not only a goy, even a Jew. So right away, the Prima Golim asks on the Magen Avraham. So first of all, so you have the Bach saying, even a goy does it, the Choyl himself is a Jew. The Magen Avraham says another addition that even a Jew can do it. He says, look at Sifyud Zayin. Now, if you remember from 3 weeks ago, we learned Sifyud Zayin. And Sifyud Zayin brought four shitas. Can a Jew do something? And the maskana of the halacha was like in the third shita. The third shita says he can do it b'shinui. He can do yisur derabanan only b'shinui. And if he does something like he does something different, here the Magen Avraham is not applying any shinui. He just says the Jew can do it for him. The Jew can give another Jew a medicine. So I would chat.
So you have a shliach. Just you take the medicine. Just
yeah. If someone say prepares for him, right? Yeah. Look at the Prima God. That's the question. Prima God on the Magen Avraham. Says the Lemishka. Says the Prima God. I am Magen Avraham. I am Taz. Lo Yavi Noisi. I don't understand. Does the ask each other there? We should be seeing Zayin. That goes like the first shita. The Choy L'Shein Sakana Shoy Sur Alaz the Shoes. The Choy that's bad has no Sakana that Jew can do for him anything. Vehamei the Kol. He goes on. A memory, it's a different story. Mashaykh Ladea base gimel dal kosh. He says, we didn't pass it like this. We go to other sheetas. What is the Magen Avraham saying? Can do it? The Ramah goes on and says, no problem, says the Bach. I don't understand. First of all, a Jew is taking it. Second, the Magen Avraham adds, the Jew can prepare it. The Jew can't do for another Jew, Chilisha Masakana. So why do we allow him to do medicine? It's a Darabar, it's a Shvus. Why can he do it? So comes the Goyin, right below the Prima Goyin, and the Goyin says the following. Chenim, even something which a boy can do, he can do. Why? Even a melacha gemura can be done by a goy. So the goy says an interesting svar. This is the following. He says, this is different than Yisur Derabanan. Why? Because the point that you mentioned here before, you mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, can a healthy person eat medicine?
Yeah.
And that's a good thing you emphasize that. The answer is yes. Can a healthy person eat something which is not which is used for medicine only, but he has no intention to do it for medicine? The answer is yes. Says the Goyin, that's the difference between here and any Yisur Derabanan. When you have a Yisur Derabanan of, you know, you're doing something on Shabbos which you're not allowed to do, you're taking out from Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rabin, a place now Mishus Rabin, or something like that. You do Yisur Derabanan, everybody's also to do it. You want to do it for Chilu Shebus Hakana? A goy can do it, or a Jew b'shinu. But here it's different. Here it's something that a Jew, that a bari, a healthy person, can do no problem. The only one who can't do it is the choyle. So you say, if it's a choyle, shame or sakana, where there you allow a goy to do it or a Jew to do it for him b'shinui, if it would be a regular Yisur d'Rabbanan, so Kol Shekhan Yisur d'Rabbanan like this, which is no Yisur for a healthy person that he could do. We find here a big hatter to do that for a healthy person. Someone in bed will at least be able to do the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings that same surf. Look at Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings.
So where does it become that you can have another Jew do it for you? You're not.
When he goes to bed.
Only when he goes to bed. So he's in an unhealthy state.
An unhealthy state. He can't function. If he could function, he's not allowed to take medicine. He's not allowed. That's basically okay. We'll summarize that in a second. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Enough of the Mishka Shari." So he says, "Pirush lechol." Is it bottom of the page towards the left? He could go ahead and eat. The fact that Ramah just said nothing, Ramah didn't even say he has to be a goy. Like a Mokavar said, he could be a Jew. He can take it himself, he says. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, the Avigal, if a skin in Leil, we pass in the Shavuot, Shed, we might say, oh, so they Israel. We said that a Jew cannot do it if you have a Maise. You could do only if you do it some change. So chleimer the shani also on there it's different. Shemai b'melachas the rabbanon with one shemichzik b'melachas the melachah the rabbanon nobody can do. Avalachah the imiz b'shus trach melach here's that melachah that lebayim utter and healthy person can do it. Frankly, b'sheshel michush gozu b'shus chikas the only reason they're going is only for a specific person who is sick. Choyel gomer loy gozu and that goes on when he's fully sick. That too brings the name of the guy. That's the Mishnah Berurah summarizing this thing. But the Biur Halachah brings several Rishonim, several, very long Biur Halacha, to say that several Rishonim argue in this. And they all, the Chodesh Shem HaSakala, cannot take medication. Cannot do it. And the Biur Halacha concludes, if you look at the right side here, right, the Biur Halacha, after this long Harichus, he brings all the Rishonim, he ends the following, he says, the end of the first line, Hey, Rachti Bekolze, I was very lengthy, Levar Didas Ramban Visiyoso, where we're holding the Ramban, okay, excuse me, this parenthesis, ain't no muskum liyoise poise kibish zakati. Most of you should disagree with that. And we can, do a mecha, scream on the walls, want to be maker. Shuchanach says, okay. And we said, there are baranu. Upaja sugi dois so chayla, the ain't you do mashri so kavasayu. He says, the Shuchanach says it's mutter. So people just have to be aware that chayla should be sitting in bed, the Shuchanach says, okay. But many Rishonim hold not like that. So I'll just say the only nafkamina I would bring, just to be concerned about, is let's say a person suddenly becomes so sick an hour before the end of Shabbos. It's an hour before the end of Shabbos. He can wait an hour. And wait till Moed Shabbos to take the medicine. Maybe better to wait an hour. Because many Rishonim hold that taking on Shabbos is a problem, even for Chayla that's in bed. So maybe if you can wait, if it's not so difficult, you can do it. Person is not feeling well in the beginning of Shabbos, it's Shabbos morning, he's going to bed, he can take medication. Because the Shechonach says the Chodesh Pesukot is okay. But if it's not the case he's going to bed, he just has a little headache. He cannot take Advil on Shabbos. Now I'll take Advil. Now I'll take all the vitamins. Because you now do that because it's Chodesh, that's not a Chodesh Pesukot, he's not going to bed. And that's okay. The discussion with the point is, as we'll see in a second, is if he knows he's going to get a migraine in a second, which he's going to go into bed. He knows it's happening. He wants to take a preventive measure to take medicine to stop it from going to bed. So that the point is, we'll see in a second, the Rosh Hashanah brings, you can do that as well. Anything that avoids you from going to bed, even though you're not right now in the state, they need to go to bed, it's also okay. But if it's not that case, taking medication in Shabbos is a problem. Taking medication is a problem. Now, one exception that everybody knows, famous thing, and that's why I want to come in just to get into that for the last part of this year, is the what happens if someone's taking medication for a few days, right? Someone gets a medicine from the doctor, antibiotics, he's taking it now for 7 days. He's taking it for 7 days. Now comes Shabbos. Right now he's not going to bed, and probably won't have to go into bed, and going to bed you'll be allowed to do it. He's taking medication. Can he take it on Shabbos or not? So the famous thing is, it's not famous only today, it's famous also hundreds of years ago, as we'll see in a second, is that if you're taking it and wait a few days before Shabbos, you're allowed to continue taking it on Shabbos. The one who brings it, it's quoted, and then later, Achreinim, is Shlomo Kluger, who's one of one of the very big achronim, wrote a tremendous amount of svarim on Parshas Shavua, on Halacha, Shutim, unbelievable. He brings in a sefer called Sefer HaChaim, where he brings, just start the first few lines, he says, he named, in the top left side of the page, he named Margul Befumi Deinshi. See, in his day, I think he lived about 150 years ago, he says, everybody knows the following quote, if you start before Shabbos, you can continue on Shabbos. So he says, where does that come from? So the Chari discusses, where does that come from? Because we don't have like a big achron that says Mefeirish or Shining. Where is the marker to that? So they bring two different Mekoris. One is the Gemara, he brings the Sefer Chaim, Shlomo Kluger brings it, from the Gemara in Eruvin. Below the Sefer Chaim, you see the Gemara in Eruvin, Kubesu and Vase. It says over there, "Machzirim Ritiya b'Shabbes Avoloi b'Medina." Says that if speaking at the end of Eruvin, the Mishnayos they are talking about the different Beis Hamikdash in outside Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash, we know there's no Gzeres Derabanan, so we don't have Shvusim in Beis Hamikdash. So it says over there that if a person has a bandage, in those days the bandage had some cream in it, you have the bandage on a mak on Shabbos. And you took it out, you can put it back in Beis Hamikdash, not in the Medina. You can't do it in the beginning. You can't put a new bandage on Shabbos, not in Beis Hamikdash, and not in the Gvul, not outside Beis Hamikdash. Says Tosis, why? He brings the name of Rashbush, the reason why he can't do it in Beis Hamikdash, because maybe you're going to do Miricha, you can do spreading of the cream, some type of cream, and that's Esu Daraisa. Have a Shchigas Seremonim Leika Lamechash, you know how Pasuk is Shchigas Seremonim, because it was already there yesterday. So therefore, you're not choshesh to doing it again. When you started before Shabbos, you're not choshesh. What's the explanation, the way the Shlomo Kluger understands it, is that what's the reason you can't do medicine on Shabbos? Because maybe if someone's going to do medicine on Shabbos, he will go to grind spices and medicine, medication to make a medicine. But if you're already thinking a few days, already prepared before, he's not going to go and prepare it today. So therefore, you can continue doing a Shabbos. That's who wants to learn from Tosis. Many learn differently. Tosis say it's not a good ride. But some bring a ride for the following word. If you turn the page, tilt it to this side, you have a story that the Gemara brings. The Gemara says, if you look at the end of the first line, what is the story? Rav Acha bar Yosef chash biyukra delibo. He felt pain in his heart. A heavy heart, something like that. Also came to Barukva. He went to Barukva. Omerle zil shoti tlada tikli. Now he gave him some prescription of what he has to do. Chiltoso betlaso yaimi. Use it for 3 days. Use that medication. 3 days in a row, you'll be healthy. Okay, the doctor gave him. Right, his rebbe, it was a doctor, gave it to him. Ozulishti chamsha b'shabto umeal l'shabto. He takes it Thursday, Friday. Come Shabbos, I need to take a medication. What should I do? Letzafro in the morning of Shabbos. Ozul shol b'midrosh. Went to be Spanish. Says my boy, says brother, what should I do? Can I take the medicine or not? Omuloi Ado 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 Kalo Kapai. So they can drink, it's not a problem, because when drinking, even healthy people eat. I'm not asking you to drink. I need to prepare it. I want to be mastering my food in it. Mine. In other words, I'm doing something which looks like medication. But I did it for 2 days. Can I do it the third day or not? I had that story, the same thing. I went to ask Rabbi Bahavo, I didn't know the answer. I went to Rav Huna. You can do it. So you can do it. So command the Sharia, it's going to like one of the holds of Moses before as Mutter. So I feel man does, even though usually Yasser, Hani Mecha de Loishti Klaal. Because he already ate Thursday and Friday, if he won't take Shabbos, he will be Mesukon. It's Pekoch Nefesh. It's a hard thing. If you don't take Shabbos, he may be in life endangering situation. That's our Gemara. Many Rishonim don't have that gears of the Gemara. And they hold not Eloi Mistaken, but Eloi who becomes sick. Look at the run. Right above this Gemara, the Pirush Miuchas Loran, it's one of the Rishonim. He says, "V'yesh b'fosh to be stuck in the ochel lav dafka, elo mitztay machbaschoy." You'll be in pain. You have some pain. No danger. We're speaking of no danger. And that's what the Rambam learned, because the Rambam, look at the right side on top over there, he says, we're speaking about the same case of Chiltis. And he says in the second line, because you'll be sick. That's because he's going to be sukkah. So the Rambam learned from here. He looks like this Ram. The Gemara is now talking, he could be sick. He's saying he did it Thursday and Friday, can he do Shabbos? So the Gemara brings a story, he could do it Shabbos, even though it's not a sakana. So that's maybe a mocker, according to these gifts of the Rishonim, to the fact that someone's taking medication a few days before, he can continue taking it on Shabbos.
No danger.
That's what I'm saying. Our Gemara says danger, but comes on the Ram and the Ram and say no danger. No, they say a different gear, so no danger. So why can you do it? Like the story we said before. The story is because if you already take it a few days, there's no chash that you'll come and grind new simon. When Chazal gave you the issue, it was only to start something new today. But if you're already on medication for a few days, you have already the medicine prepared. It's much less of a chash, Chazal did not go easier.
They should have just told me, why don't you prepare your medicines before, okay.
Very good. So that's something we'll get to. I'm not going to have time to get it today, but it's a good point. Let's see if we have some time.
Grinding doesn't fit through most of the things that Rabbi was teaching.
Why not? Just to clarify, the reason you cannot take medication on Shabbos is only because maybe you'll come to grind medication. Now, what about medication which is a liquid? It's all one big zero. But the Chayim tell us that if it's something that you take in a few days, it's something you're already in the process, Chazal did not go there. I do that to clarify that. Look at the Shmira Shabbos at the top of the page. It's a footnote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Says the Rakib etzibir chvot tigrom lo nezik. If he's going to delay it, it will be a problem for him. Or im hitchil lifnei haShabbos vehafsaka tigrom lo nezik. You start before, and if you're stopping, will cause him damage because he's not going to be healed. Or sherefur yirak shmoyni reitzuf yishamuch the yachaz b'neim kiasmato. So Shlomo Zalman says like this: when can you take medicine if before Shabbos you continue on Shabbos? So he says it's only if it's going to cause him, he's going to hurt him in a way he's going to go into bed. Or it's a medicine you take if you're over 7 days. Meaning you have to take it on Shabbos. But if it's something you can avoid Shabbos, you can take it for 6 days. So start on Sunday and then Friday. Right? Even 7 days. Start on way to Shabbos and end it on Friday. So then you can't take it on Shabbos. Only if you must have a Shabbos in between, then you can take Shabbos. Meaning that process that you're saying, it's a process, it's just not a blanket rule that anything you start early you can do on Shabbos. Say you can start early and you have no way to avoid it. That's so you can take a Shabbos, you can continue taking a Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch limits it a little bit. Ramosha Feinstein disagrees with the whole thing. He says you can't do that. If you look at the top of the page, he brings, it's a true, I just brought a few lines from it. He says what's called, starting from before, he says you take something called pills. Pillin. Take pills. Take it for 10 days. If he has to stop one day, the medication will not function. I don't see any way to be matir, says Moshe. So Moshe says, the fact you're taking medicine before Shabbos is not allowed to take on Shabbos. That's what he says. Even though Shlomo Kluger says that even hundreds of years ago, that's what people used to say. Says Moshe, I don't understand why. There's no reason they had to be matured. So that's what Moshe holds. If you look at the bottom right side of the page, the Hochus Rebbeinu brings the name of the Chazon Ish. That's a sefer was written on based on all the hanhagas that the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to do. And there it's quoted the following. Apparently, a goyim of Nadal, Shlita Nais Zetzal, Hoyro Sheshalmi Morne Chazon Ish, heard from Chazon Ish himself, Kol Refu Shetzchim Lekachas Mevitzivus Kamayomi. Any medicine you have to take, medication you take for a few days straight, mutter la'tchil kachto miyad, or shir kachto ha'be Shabbos, you can take it on Shabbos. Ta'atam, what's the reasoning? Ta'agam mikush be'almos refuz b'shabbos, de'avor be'atzvoy. Because maybe if only mikush you can do. Meaning even if it's just a small pain, av'amachalo, if it's a sickness, of a shame was sakana. Lo also got to if he didn't tell you not to take medicine. Chazal lo also ibuka machola. So he says svar. He says that when you have the isur, he wants to say a new thing. That the isur is only when you have like a little pain. The person has a headache, he can't take it. But if he's sick, then he could take medication. Not only going to bed, just stomach sickness. If he took out chumas kama yomi, can ends in michush ba'amba regen the macholo umutu. So he says a whole new etter. Then you have chazanish. The new etter of chazanish is that anything which is a sickness, it's not only choyle is going to go into bed. When the Ramah says nafal mishkov, doesn't mean literally going to bed. Nafal mishkov means a sickness. Sickness, you can take medication. So therefore, if you take it before anything, you have to take it before Shabbos a few days straight. It's not just a pain. And you don't take for a few. That's not a doctor, you know, prescribes for 6-7 days. It's a sickness, so you can take it. So he says a different svar over there. Not like Shlomo Klug, just because he took it before, and like the mashmos of the Shri Shabbos, that whatever took before the gzera doesn't apply, but just because then it defines is it a sickness. Anything is a sickness, you can take. Not because of Bekoach Nefesh, because the gzera of Shrikas Sevamonim, of grinding, is not a sickness, it's a pain be'alma. But not considered a sickness, a headache. Just like a, you know, a migraine will be a sickness, but just having a headache, a little headache, you know, that is not a sickness.
That's why the grinding thing doesn't make sense.
The grinding thing is just a gzera in medicine in general. Every medicine comes with grinding. It's a gzera that all the Gemara brings all the time.
But like you said in the beginning, that may have been one of the reasons Chazal gave, but right, that's not the main reason. So that's why it comes to think, when you give the sickness difference between pain, it means like it must be also something
maybe. That's a good point. It's a good point.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, it's a good point. So here, to summarize what we just learned today, is like this. Taking medicine in Shabbos is also because Shechik Sevamoni. If a person is sick and going to bed, that we have Psak, the Ramah, the Mokad Avram, he can take medication as well. Many Rishonim disagree with that. So therefore, I said, one of the community is, if a person is very close to the end of Shabbos, he wants to just wait for another hour, maybe it's better to do that. Taking medication for a few days, and Shabbos is one of them, so many places can bring that you could do it. So a Zalman brings a condition that you should try to avoid if it's possible. You know, if you could do it during the days which are not Shabbos, but if not, you could do it. And the stipler, you know, the Chazon Ish, bring that if it's taking medication for a few days, it's b'chal no Yisur at all. While Ramosha Feinstein holds this also. If you take medication before, but I mean, again, many of them do it, and the Minig Yisrael is, if you take medication a few days, you could do it also on Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, you can continue doing it as well, especially if it's for little kids. Again, for little kids, you always have the thing that it may develop into something more serious, which could be the Pekuach Nefesh. They always will matter when you get the Pekuach Nefesh. But the bottom line thing for medication is, just the main halacha is, medication, which is not a sickness, not going into bed, just a pain, you know, be'alma, a little pain. You want to take medication to you know, make it a little, to ease up the pain a little bit, or a headache, or even a little fever for a person who's not a choylish, has to go into bed, that you're not allowed to take the medicine on Shabbos, you should wait for after Shabbos.
Go ahead. Thank you very much.